Cuba, we had the already conclusion, and we have removed, we have recommendation, and you are not comfortable, but the secretary will assist. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I could propose the small addition at the end, a small phrase at the end of the paragraph, but I would rather prefer to read the whole paragraph.
Please.
The delegation of Cuba, supported by several other delegations, requested that the removal of the restriction, since the FAO-WHO technical meeting mandated by the Commission had taken place and had recommended that the lactoperoxidase system was safe, inocuo, if used in accordance with the guidelines for the preservation of raw milk by use of the lactoperoxidase system and with the Codex guideline reference, and that this restriction be removed. Let's see what she is.
Thank you, Secretary. And Cuba, you are comfortable? Thank you. Cuba is comfortable. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and apologies. My colleague points out that you cannot recommend a fact but conclude a fact. Therefore, we have to use two verbs here. Consequently, the second part of the sentence would read as follows. The FAO and WHO technical meeting mandated by the Commission had taken place, had concluded that the lactoperoxidase system was safe if used in accordance with the guidelines, and recommended that the restriction be removed. And we would not commit any logical errors. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and the room is very happy, including the Cuba and Costa Rica. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraphs 166 to 170 have been adopted with the changes suggested by Cuba under 167, and as has been clearly explained by the Secretariat. Thank you very much. Can we go to paragraphs 171 to 175, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It would be a suggestion for a new paragraph 175, because we feel that it does not reflect the trust of the intervention made by my delegation. So if you allow me, I would suggest a paragraph 175 bis that would read, the delegation of Brazil referred to its comments published in document LIM 13 and reiterated its concern in relation to the recommendation by CCS to exclude the method GS2/3-9 currently extensively applied in Brazil. The delegation of Brazil, therefore, requested that the matter be further discussed in CCMAS before its adoption by the Commission. Full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Brazil. We are looking at para 176. That's the conclusion of the Commission, and is very much in line with what you have just read. And I wonder if 176 as a conclusion doesn't suffice to have covered what you have read. Brazil, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we have noted that paragraph 176 refers to the conclusion of the Commission, but our preference would be to have a reference to the position of Brazil as expressed during the Commission and the concern with the suppression of the method. So before the 176, a clear reference to the concerns of Brazil, if possible, if it can be adopted and without any changes to 176, if they are not necessary, but maybe we can adapt the language of the proposed new 175Bs and 176. Maybe the Secretary could help us on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil, but my only observation is that we are making reference to LIM 13, which is actually the Brazil presentation, and I thought that would have adequately covered what we are explaining if we are making reference to LIM 13. That's your submission. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Still, we would prefer to have a bit more extensive reference to our concern in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. And Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We could possibly take on board the first sentence read by Brazil and make it 175bis. But really, the conclusion was perfectly in line with what Brazil suggested, so we do not need to make a reference to the further course of action, so that the new paragraph 175bis would read, the delegation of Brazil, referring to its written comments presented in LIM 13, reiterated its concern on the recommendation to exclude the method currently applied extensively in Brazil. Full stop.
Thank you very much, Secretary. And Brazil is happy. Cuba, please.
Nosotros vamos a hablar de otro tema. Si le parece, si alguien más tiene del párrafo 175, debíamos agotarlo primero. Si no, nosotros podemos hablar de otro párrafo. Radio del 175, nosotros quisiéramos entonces pasar a hablar algo del 172. Lo digo porque estábamos con el 175.
Okay, Cuba, please, go ahead.
Bueno, en el párrafo 172 una observación que no queda claro de cara a los compromisos de trabajo que se han encomendado, ¿en qué fecha volverán a la comisión? Por lo tanto, Cuba propone que donde se termina que el comité deberá tomar en consideración el informe de la reunión, así como toda la información que se recibe en respuesta a la circular, debía decir con miras a volver a tomar este tema por el análisis de la comisión a más tardar en el 32 periodo de sesiones de Roma en el 2009, para poderle dar tiempo a que los trabajos que pudieran quedar pendientes definitivamente se concluyeran. Si no, este punto quedaría sin ninguna concreción en cuanto a delimitar las fechas para su terminación.
Cuba, I don't really recall, you know, the commission having set a time frame, but we are checking our notes, please.
No sé qué pasa.
Cuba, we are sorry, the chairman's recollection that we did not mention or give any time frame here has been confirmed by the secretariat notes that that was not mentioned, so we are sorry we cannot include time frame in paragraph 172. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias. Gracias, señor presidente. Yo tengo dos observaciones con respecto al párrafo 133. En el 173, perdón. ¿Me escucha? En realidad, las reservas acerca de la decisión debería agregarse ahí de enviar de nuevo al Comité de Higiene los alimentos, porque como queda redactado, pareciera que es en relación con toda la conclusión, y en realidad la reserva fue de enviarlo de nuevo al comité. Esa es una de las observaciones. Y la otra, Costa Rica en su derecho el derecho que tienen los miembros a expresar sus reservas o a que sus reservas queden documentadas, solicitaría que se añada lo siguiente. Costa Rica, por su parte, expresó su oposición pues siendo que en el códex debe basarse en la evidencia científica, en este caso se está en contra de lo concluido por el grupo técnico FAO-OMS. Costa Rica expresamente lo señaló, tal vez no textualmente, y quisiera que quedara señalado como su reserva. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Indeed, your first proposal is very much in order, but, well, we need to see how we can contain your second proposal. And secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the taking on board the suggestions made by Costa Rica, we could amend the current paragraph 173 as follows: the delegations of Cuba, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Burundi expressed their reservations to the decision to refer the matter back to the Committee on Food Hygiene, comma, observing that there was sufficient scientific evidence allowing the Commission to take a decision. On the removal of the restriction. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And I see Costa Rica, Colombia, happy. Any other flag, please, on these paragraphs? Cuba, please.
Estamos de acuerdo como se ha quedado el párrafo 173, una sola anotación del 174, que en el texto en español se plantea que la Comisión tomó nota de la inquietud manifestada por la delegación de Cuba acerca de las dificultades a las que Cuba había tenido que hacer frente para asistir a la última reunión del Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos. La realidad es que no pudo asistir a la reunión de higiene de los alimentos. O sea, no se le permitió asistir a la reunión de higiene de los alimentos. Por lo tanto, nosotros proponemos que se enmiende el párrafo, porque tal como está, no queda claro que no se le permitió asistir. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. I remember you having said that, but I thought you had you arrived late in the meeting. And maybe secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Possibly we could amend the paragraph 174 that could now read: the Commission also noted the concern of the delegation of Cuba that the delegation had not been able to attend the last session of the Committee on Food Hygiene held in the United States of America, and that the rest of the sentence stays the same.
Thank you, Secretary. I think that is a proper reflection of what was the intervention from Cuba. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Regreso al párrafo 172. Los tres, cuatro primeras líneas del 172. Por lo menos en español queda sumamente vaga la indicación establecida en este párrafo. Dice que ante la diversidad de opiniones y la falta de consenso, la comisión convino en remitir el asunto al Comité sobre Higiene de los Alimentos y solicitar a los gobiernos mediante una circular, y aquí viene la vaguedad, que proporcionaran observaciones que pudieran facilitar la identificación de información adicional sobre los riesgos potenciales que puede implicar el sistema de lactoperoxidasa. Realmente la lógica de esta frase, no sé cómo estará en otros idiomas, pero llama totalmente a la confusión. Yo propondría concretamente que esta parte del párrafo 172 dijese: ante la diversidad de opiniones y la falta de consenso, la comisión convino en remitir el asunto al Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos y solicitar a los gobiernos, mediante una circular, que proporcionen datos científicos sólidos sobre nuevos riesgos potenciales que pueda implicar el sistema de lactoperoxidasa. Creo que, sobre todo en aras de la declaración de principios referente a la función que desempeña la ciencia en el proceso decisorio del Códex y la medida en que se tienen en cuenta otros factores, que es parte de los apéndices de Códex Alimenticius, el dato de la parte de datos científicos sólidos puede limitar y concretar perfectamente el enunciado de información. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. I have two problems, basically. The first intervention you made, and as I was following the English text, read very close to what you are saying, so I think there is a problem with the translation in Spanish. And also, the second problem I have is I cannot recall having mentioned in the discussion the scientific data on new risks. So maybe the secretary need to check. Secretary, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our notes shows that we had extensive discussion on what kind of information should be requested by the circulator. We discussed about scientific evidence, new data, etc. And also we discussed whether CCFH should evaluate data as if it acted as a risk assessment body, or should it act as a risk management body. And the final conclusion was drawn upon the suggestion made by the delegation of United States of America, speaking as the chairperson of the Food Kaijin Committee. And the conclusion was that the information that would be most helpful to be discussed by the Food Hygiene Committee was not scientific data per se, but rather additional information regarding the potential risks in respect of the system. So our notes show that this is the conclusion based on that was drawn after the proposal made by the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And I see Cuba is happy. I mean, Mexico is happy. Mexico, please.
Perdón, Presidente, pero no queda en lo absoluto claro, sobre todo abriendo este término de información a cualquier cosa que se pueda presentar. Realmente, como información, los países pudieran presentar una enorme cantidad de datos, primero que no fueran científicos y segundo que no fueran siquiera sólidos. Por eso yo creo que el término de información debemos acotarlo precisamente a la parte científica, que es de lo que estábamos hablando. No encontraría otro tipo de referencia cuando lo que estamos hablando es de haber puesto en evidencia las conclusiones de la reunión técnica de expertos FAO-OMS. De tal manera que los datos que se tienen que dar son datos científicos. Son datos científicos y aparte con la característica de sólidos. Porque si no, podríamos entrar a una estrategia de algunos países que utilizaran simplemente información, cualquier tipo de información, simplemente para retardar una decisión de esta comisión. Y de esta manera se estaría violentando también principios en cuanto al comercio equitativo de alimentos. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. And I still have problems. I mean, this is a conclusion, and much as I had requested the delegates to resist any temptation to open the discussion, I note your observations, but we are looking at a paragraph which is a conclusion. And Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as chair for this agenda item, I did recall we talk about data and so on, but the clarification given by the Secretariat was correct. And this was following the proposal by United States as chair of the food hygiene. And I would like to confirm again that the text as it stands is correct. We talk about additional information. That's the final text that was adopted by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. And then I have Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Coincidimos con lo dicho por la delegación de Malasia. Durante la discusión justamente se habían mencionado otros factores y en particular el doble objetivo del Códex. Así que en nuestro entendimiento no se trataba solamente de nuevos datos científicos, sino de todas otras cuestiones que pudiera considerar el comité al proponer las medidas de gestión. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I have Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, je crois que ce que la Malaisie venait de dire est plus ou moins, enfin, c'est exactement ce que nous pensions pouvoir dire. Parce que nous nous souvenons très bien que le président, la présidente de ce comité a pris la parole pour lister des éléments de leur mandat. Et après, la présidente a donc conclu en disant que ce ne seraient pas des événements scientifiques nouveaux qui seraient demandés dans la lettre circulaire. Et je crois que c'est exactement plus ou moins ce qui est repris ici. Nous sommes confortables avec le texte tel qu'il est. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon, and I really wish to request the committee that we don't have all that time again. And if there are no any other comments, then paragraphs 171 to 175 are adopted with the changes proposed on paragraphs 173, 174, and the addition of paragraphs 175 bis. Can we look at paragraphs 176 to 180, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 176 to 180 are adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 181 to 185, please? Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our comments pertain to paragraph 183. We think the paragraph is accurate as it is presented. However, Mr. Chair, we feel that it portrays the committee in a more negative light with regard to the draft action plan than is appropriate. So, Mr. Chair, we would like to delete the last sentence of paragraph 183 to provide a little more information of the positive actions the committee has taken with regard to the draft action plan, and we believe that these comments were included by Dr. McKenzie in her comments. So, Mr. Chair, we would delete the last sentence of paragraph 183 and replace it with the following. The delegation advised further that a working group would be held immediately prior to the committee's 35th session in May 2008 to consider all issues relevant to the draft action plan, period. Would you like me to repeat that, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please, Canada, and slowly, please.
Okay. So we're deleting the last sentence and replacing it with the delegation advised further that a working group would be held immediately prior to the committee's 35th session in May 2008 to consider all issues relevant to the draft action plan, period. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Canada. That is very much in order. Any other observations on these paragraphs? Seeing none, then paragraphs 181 to 185 are adopted with this modification and additional modification and additional text proposed by Canada on paragraph 183. Can we go to paragraphs 186 to 190, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? South Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We noted that in 186, the situation at the meeting was not clearly reflected, so we are suggesting an addition of some wording after linoleic acid, which is at the end of that paragraph. However, this matter was not opened to the Commission for discussion. However, this matter was not opened to the Commission for discussion. Thank you.
South Africa, this is a very serious concern by the Chair, because I was asking for comments from the floor. And if there weren't comments from the floor, it does not mean that it was not open for discussion. So I'm hesitant to take your comment. Spain, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Simplemente una corrección en el texto español que cambia el concepto, y es que en lugar de ácido linolénico, que es el texto inglés, en el texto español pone ácido linoleico. Son dos ácidos distintos y queremos que se sustituya. Donde pone linoleico debe poner linolénico en cuatro partes que figuran el mismo párrafo. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Spain, for drawing that to our attention, and I hope we shall take care of that in the final draft. Any comments on these paragraphs? Seeing no more comments, then paragraphs 186 to 190 are adopted. Can we go to paragraphs 191 to 195, please? Any comments on those? South Africa, at least I'm asking for comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We did make our comment. I believe that the matter was very hurriedly handled, and that's why no comments were asked for from the Chair at that particular point in time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, South Africa. Any comments on these paragraphs, please?
I think the conclusion was not very clear.
South Africa, as I said, the chairperson was very much concerned, and maybe I need the secretary to explain further the way we are conducting this meeting, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we were discussing this matter, and the matter was discussed in the sense that the chairperson at that time introduced the item, and there was a chance for delegations to intervene, to make a statement whether or not they had submitted written comments. But according to our notes, no delegations on the floor. And if it is confirmed by other delegations, it would be unfair to state that the floor was not opened for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any comments on paragraphs 191 to 195, please? No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 191 to 195 are adopted. Can we quickly go to paragraphs 196 to 200, please? And observations on those paragraphs. The floor is open for observations on those paragraphs. No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 196 to 200 are adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 201 to 205, please? Any comments on those paragraphs, Argentina, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. En la primera oración del párrafo 202, y en concordancia con lo que se ha discutido, Argentina solicitaría que al llegar a la tercera coma, o sea, donde dice que la cuestión de la aplicación no estaba incluida en el mandato de la comisión, se agregue por haber sido eliminado el procedimiento de aceptación de normas. Gracias.
Argentina, this is a statement attributed to the Secretariat, and could Secretary confirm, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When Secretariat provided clarification, the Secretariat did not refer to the abolition of acceptance procedure at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any other comments on these paragraphs? No? no, then paragraphs 201 to 205 are adopted. Can we then look at 206 to 210, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? The floor is open. No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 206 to 210 are adopted. Can we look at 211 to 215, please? No comments? Thank you very much. So paragraph 211 to 215 are adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 216 to 220, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? No? Thank you very much. Then 216 to 220 are adopted. Paragraphs 221 to 225, please. Argentina, please.
Disculpe, señor, pero vamos tan rápido que no, uno no alcanza a seguir. La propuesta en realidad tiene que ver con el documento que dejó Chile. Chile había solicitado que en alguno de los siguientes párrafos se incluyera un comentario que realizó. Nosotros propondríamos que fuera luego, por una cuestión de coherencia, luego del párrafo 218 y que se agregara lo siguiente. La delegación de Chile resaltó la importancia de la coordinación del Códex con la OMC, en especial en la colaboración para el monitoreo de las normas internacionales en relación con la armonización. Thank you, Argentina. We are really looking at the appropriate place for inserting that text, and we are suggesting it to be 221b. Any other observations? So we had gone down to paragraphs 220 to 225, and Argentina was not coping up with the speed.
They are going faster.
Any observations on these paragraphs, please? No? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 221, with the addition of paragraphs 221b, as suggested by Chile through Argentina, will be added. And the paragraphs up to 225 are adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 226, 226 to 230, please? Any comments on these paragraphs? Friends, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Sur le paragraphe 229, il nous semble qu'il faudrait
évoqué la coordination et la coopération dans des termes peut-être plus positifs. Alors nous vous proposons à la première phrase, je la lis lentement mais telle qu'elle est là, plusieurs délégations ont souligné qu'il importait de maintenir et de renforcer la coordination et la coopération entre le Codex et l'ISO au niveau du secrétariat et entre les points de contact du Codex et les organes nationaux membres de l'ISO. Et là, je propose un ajout. Afin d'assurer la complémentarité des travaux, et on reprend la phrase, d'éviter tout chevauchement d'activité ou établissement de normes contradictoires. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, friends, and I remember, in fact, you mentioning that. Argentina, please.
Tengo un problema respecto a la última observación que ha dejado señalada Chile y se refiere a otras normas privadas elaboradas por otras organizaciones no gubernamentales. Chile sugiere que se incluya un párrafo 229 bis para referirse a estas otras normas privadas, pero quizás me podría ayudar el secretariado, porque me parece que este punto 229 y el 230 se refieren exclusivamente a la ISO, como todos estos párrafos. Chile, soy plenamente consciente que Chile habló de las normas privadas, pero no sé si quizás no lo hizo cuando la OMC se refirió al análisis que estaban realizando y al seguimiento que estaban haciendo de estas normas privadas. En resumen, si le lográramos encontrar un lugar para poner este párrafo que Chile pide, el texto dice lo siguiente: la delegación de Chile solicitó que el Codex mantuviera contactos, además de la ISO, con otras organizaciones no gubernamentales, en atención a la gran cantidad de normas que generan las mismas, procurando su armonización con Codex.
Secretary, please.
The way the discussion went the day before yesterday was that when the floor was open and there was several interventions after the presentation given by the observer from ISO, but some of those interventions did not speak to ISO issues only, but they also went back to the point raised by the previous speakers from intergovernmental organizations, and in this case WTO. The point made by Chile in respect to the ISO standards, in our view, in the view of the Secretariat, is already covered by the paragraph 229. However, other issues on which the delegation of Chile spoke to had a bearing with the ongoing discussion in the framework of the SPS committee and several information events held back-to-back to the SPS committee. And that item was reported in paragraph 219. Mr. Chairman, given the fact that we have 229 already mentions the need for coordination and cooperation between Codex and ISO, we can possibly leave that paragraph as is with the addition proposed from France and add some new words to paragraph 221 bis, already originally speaking to the intervention made by Chile. So the revised paragraph 221 bis could read as follows. Chile emphasized the importance of Codex coordination with WTO, particularly regarding the monitoring of the use of international standards in relation to harmonization, and that the matter on, or rather the question on the private standards versus public standard should be examined closely . Maybe we can stop the sentence at that point. Thank you.
Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nos parece que la última redacción del señor secretario no coincide para nada con la intención de Chile, que la modificación que ha hecho del 221 ha alterado completamente lo que decía anteriormente el 221 bis. El 221 bis se refería al proceso de armonización en el marco del Códex OMC respecto de las normas Códex, no de las normas ISO. No obstante, sí, un párrafo 221 ter se podría referir al tema de las normas privadas y la necesidad de revisar lo que las organizaciones no gubernamentales están produciendo a los efectos de procurar que armonicen con las normas Códex. Pediríamos, por favor, que no se altere lo dicho en el 221 bis.
Secretary, please, if you can make another proposal, and ISO, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would maintain my recommendation not to add new sentences in the section regarding ISO, but again expand the paragraph 221 bis. The first sentence would remain as it had been agreed upon some time ago, and there would be a new sentence that could read, the delegation of Chile requested that Codex should continue its contacts with NGOs considering that a number of private standards had bearing to the codex standards, full stop. So it would be a different, separate sentence from the previous one. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I see that is accepted by Argentina. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the Chair of the Commission on this item, I recall that in response to several interventions from member countries on the need for increased coordination between Codex and ISO at the national level, I did put this in the conclusion that was accepted by the Commission. Therefore, I propose to add a sentence at the end of the paragraph 230 to reflect this point. The Commission also supported increased coordination and cooperation between the focal points of Codex and ISO at the national level. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Seeing no any other observations, then paragraphs 221 bis, it's modified to include the suggestion by Chile and as properly put by the Secretariat. And paragraphs 226 to 230, 230 are adopted with the additional texts in paragraph 229 and in paragraph 230. Can we look at paragraphs 231 to 235, please? Any comments from the floor on these paragraphs? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to request that our intervention to inform the Commission of Malaysia's financial contribution to the Trust Fund for a period of 8 years commencing this year be recorded in a report. If this request can be accommodated, perhaps the Secretary can advise where to put this or at the end of 233 maybe. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. And the Secretary, please.
Thank you. Of course, we can go as far as you want in terms of keeping records of details. We could possibly accommodate the wish of Malaysia that the name of the country appears by amending the last sentence of paragraph 234. The final phrase would read, welcoming the move of some developing economies such as Brazil and Malaysia to make contributions to the fund as donors. This is the Secretariat proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I hope Malaysia can live with the Secretary's proposal. Malaysia, please.
Mr. Chairman, can we make a small... that proposal is okay, it's acceptable. Can we just make a minor further addition to that? As that informed some developing economies, as that informed by Brazil and Malaysia. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because there were only two initiatives, one from Brazil and the other from Malaysia, mentioned during the discussion, we can simply say at the end of the phrase, welcoming the move of Brazil and Malaysia to make contributions, and delete this vague reference to developing economies. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I see Malaysia is comfortable. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We could agree with the mention of Brazil, so the sentence would read, welcome the move of Brazil and Malaysia to make contributions to the fund, but with a full stop after fund. We would not welcome the continuation as donors. And if it is agreeable, we would also suggest that we could add, in the context of South-South cooperation. I recall that my delegation did not say that phrase, but it was mentioned by the Commission, if my recollection is fine, and that is the spirit of the intention of Brazil to contribute. So it would be after Brazil and Malaysia to make contributions to the fund, comma, in the context of South-South cooperation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Brazil. Much as there is good intention in this last addition, but we don't really recall it having been discussed. And again, the wider implication in the Codex family might not be very good. So I would request you not to insist on addition of the South-South spirit. Thank you very much. Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Très rapidement, je voudrais vous proposer, j'ai deux idées. Je ne sais pas comment le secrétariat va les introduire, mais je pense que ce sera à partir du paragraphe 232. C'est la référence à une de nos interventions. La délégation camerounaise a souhaité qu'une revue à mi-parcours du fonctionnement du fonds fiduciaire soit envisagée après la deuxième revue biennale. Ça, c'est la première idée. La deuxième idée, c'est que cette délégation a également proposé une clé de répartition des contributions sur la base de 2/3 pour les activités de renforcement des capacités et 1/3 pour la participation aux sessions du Codex. Voilà donc les deux idées. Nous les avons posées sur la table. Peut-être que le secrétariat peut trouver la meilleure place pour les insérer. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon. We have really recalled that you mentioned, and we are looking of a place where we can best fit this intervention. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We could perhaps add a new paragraph after 232. The 232 bis might read as follows. The delegation of Cameroon stated that a mid-term review of the trust fund should be considered to follow up on the matters identified in the first biennial review, and that two-thirds of the funds should be targeted at the capacity building. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Cameroon, I see Cameroon is happy. And FAO, please.
It's on the next paragraph. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's on paragraph 235. At the end of that para, it says that alternative ways were being sought to provide such advice. I think what I, when I intervened on this, and I refer to the GIFSA, the Global Initiative on, if we say, on the provision of scientific advice on food-related matters. I was referring mainly to the mobilization of resources and not alternative ways of providing advice. So if I could amend this to say alternative ways were being sought to mobilize, after two, then add to mobilize the necessary resources to provide such advice. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, FAO. Seeing no in Brazil, please. Brazil, please.
All right, paragraph 234. Just to be sure that the last two words as donors are being deleted in the final version, and as we requested, we will not insist on our suggestion for a South-South cooperation. It's understandable. That's the spirit of our intention, but we will not insist at all. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay, thank you. Brazil, we can confirm that the last two words, as donors, have been deleted. Seeing no any other flag, then paragraphs 231 to 235 have been adopted with the addition of paragraph 232 bis, including the intervention from Cameroon and as well put by the Secretariat, and also with the additional text in paragraph 234 as proposed by Malaysia and seconded by Brazil, and deletion of the last two words on that paragraph 234. And also some text added on paragraph 235 as suggested by FAO. Can we go to paragraphs 236 to 240? Any comments on those paragraphs? Paraguay, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. ¿Se oye? Sí, gracias. En el párrafo 236, y a efectos de que el informe refleje con precisión lo solicitado por la delegación de Paraguay en plenaria, y a lo cual la secretaría respondió que se tomaría nota en el informe de la comisión, nosotros queremos solicitar una pequeña modificación en el texto, así como agregar una frase final a dicho párrafo. La modificación que solicitamos es simplemente una palabra que está en la quinta línea, en la versión en español, que dice, desde la frase, para no leer todo, que los datos nuevamente examinados no planteaban preocupaciones adicionales de inocuidad, pero que era necesario que se pusieran a disposición los resultados de algunos estudios clínicos en curso que se habían solicitado específicamente. Y sigue. Solamente la palabra, cambiar la palabra resultados de los estudios por resultados de algunos estudios. En cuanto al agregado que solicitamos, a la frase que solicitamos que se agregue, les voy a leer. Y por supuesto después la versión escrita dejaré a disposición de secretaría. Sería, la delegación de Paraguay, al manifestar el gran interés que el esteviol glucósidos tiene para ese país, expresó su preocupación por los resultados informados y la medida adoptada, ya que estos representan la postergación de la inclusión de esta sustancia en la norma general de aditivos del Códex Alimentarios. Nada más, señor presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay. We need to check whether your last sentence was indeed raised during the plenary.